Matt, what are the emotions going to be like for you when you get introduced tomorrow?
Yeah, it should be a special day for all the seniors and our families, and it'll be a some emotions with our families, and it'll be hopefully a fun environment, and hopefully they'll carry over into our performances and get a win.
But what about for you personally, having grown up here in Iowa City and following these programs as long as you have?
It'll be special. You know, it's the last one, and it's gone by fast. It's incredible how fast it goes, and haven't really put too much thought into it yet, but I'm sure it'll hit me pretty hard once it gets here, and they call your name for the last time.
How big is it that you guys are finishing on a high note right now, that you've been able to kind of get over the hump a little bit here this last year?
It means a lot. That's what's what we've been fighting for and working towards these last few years, but it's far from over. We still want to win Saturday and do some damage in the tournament, and then get ourselves in the bubble, and anything can happen. So, I think we're turning the corner, and the coach has done a great job. This team's working hard, and the future looks good.
Do you guys still think you're an NCAA team?
Absolutely. Yeah, you got
9-9 in this league.
Yeah, 9-9, the best league in the country, as people are calling it, and some quality wins. We know we struggled early on, but we're playing some of our best ball now, which is key. And we go win some games over in the Indy. Anything can happen.
Your coach is making the case that you should be first team All-Big Ten. Do you believe that?
I appreciate that. I haven't really looked at the stats or where I stack up, but if they vote me to that, I appreciate it. But I might have much rather play in some postseason games. Don't worry about that.
Who's most likely to cry on Saturday, mom or dad?
My mom, yeah, for sure.
Dad's not going to cry?
He could. He might. I haven't really asked him about it, but it is possible.
How do you separate the emotions of tomorrow from the need to go out and perform?
Yeah, and it's, last year was pretty special. Jerry, the crowd was going nuts, and just felt like we wanted to get a win for him, and we channel the energy in the right way. Yeah, that's what you got to do. We do it before the game here, and get the crowd going, get all the guys really into it emotionally. So I think it's just being able to channel that emotion into positive energy on the court, and hopefully we'll be able to do that.
What has it meant for you, given the class that you came in with? You came in with having a guy like Andrew that stuck around with you all 4 years, and it's not just you from that original class.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. He's been through the battles, and just like I have. We've shared a lot of moments together, and some good, some bad, and it's what it's all about. It's been a journey, and I appreciate him sticking through it with myself and keep fighting. Because he wants it just as bad as I do, and the rest of the guys.
Hey Matt, how nice has it been these last few home games to really have the crowd behind you and help carry you to some victories?
Yeah, it's been incredible. The fans have been great. Students were great these last few games, and we really appreciate the support, and we need another one tomorrow. Hopefully we can get a big crowd here and get some energy and carry us to another one.
As a player, how do those crowds affect you? Do you feel the energy when you walk onto the floor? I know you're not looking around at him, but is there a feeling?
Probably, yeah. Just know that all these people are here supporting you. It's a great feeling to have, and whether you make a shot or take a charge and the crowd goes nuts, you appreciate it, and I think a lot of players feed off that, and it's good to have.
When you look at what's happened program during your career, how nice is it to be leaving with the fact that people are excited again, and there's talk of postseason play, and that's going to be kind of your parting stamp on the program?
Yeah, I'd like to experience it for myself. These next couple of weeks, that's what we're working towards. That's what we need to get done tomorrow and in the tournament. But it's great to be playing for something at this time of year. In the past, it just seems like we didn't have any hopes for postseason. Now it's great to really have something playing for, and I think the guys really feel that, the coaches feel that, and we're right on the verge. But the future looks bright, and it's going to be fun following the program for years.
After the start you guys had in November, some of those tough losses, how did you guys put the pieces back together and not worry about them, put them away, and just look forward?
I continue to take it game by game, but realize the big picture of how every game matters. But don't look past the next opponent. I think that's what we kind of realized and figured out. Maybe we look past a Campbell, maybe we look past a Clemson at home. Teams, we probably should have had, but we know that we got their best fight, and then they beat us on that night. But But you had to continue to just look forward to that next game, learn from it. And I think these guys have really embraced that and done a good job with that, especially right now.